Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, and welcome back to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League Podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Clorox. How's it going, Clorox?
It's going pretty good. Going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You're a longtime patron, first time on the show. Sure. How do you feel being the second patron guest in a row? What does it make you feel?
Honored. I've always thought been a little dream of mine to be able to do this with one of y'all one day, because I feel like it'd be really fun and just really cool to do it.
My only problem is like, now I feel like the stereotype is true, right? Like now everybody's like, oh, okay, so if you do subscribe and you wait long enough, like eventually, you know, maybe you're gonna get on the show, yeah, right? And I feel like that's a bad precedent to set on my part.
I've heard that before on previous podcast episodes.
You've heard that? You're making this scene? Oh my goodness!
I'm sorry.
I've been outed. That's all I feel. I feel like,
oh man,
I don't know what to say. well, I mean, I guess what I can say is if you want to join the show, you can join the Patreon. No, don't quote me on that. But I'd like to thank our patrons while I have you here. So we'll start off the show here thanking our patrons, lovely patrons. So I'd like to thank, oh my goodness, Zonic22, Do My Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Digital Toast, Paint, Young Slug, and PK. Thank you so much for your continued support. I hope I was well. We have an RNK show coming out probably on the weekend as well, so look forward to that. It's a little delayed, so we're gonna have to do two in October for all our long-standing patrons. So we're trying to get that in as quickly as possible. Okay, well, let's not beat around the bush here. It is time. Oh, there is only one topic that has absolutely consumed the scene. So I'm gonna set it up here, okay? And then I'll let you do the honors of taking it away, okay? And being the representative of, I guess, the Rocket League scene here. but on October 10th, so a couple days ago here, removing player-to-player trading in December. Okay. Player-to-player trading will be removed from Rocket League in December at 4 p.m. PST. We're making this change to align with Epic's overall approach to game cosmetics and item shop policies. Where items aren't tradable, transferable, or sellable. This opens up future plans for some Rocket League vehicles to come to other Epic games over time, supporting cross-gain ownership. There's FAQ here, so I'll go through the FAQ quick. I know I'm like delaying it here, but I'd like to intro it. You know, I'd like to give them the modicum of of support here. Before you, I guess, will come in with the venom and try to ruin their day. what I do with my duplicate or unwanted items, which is actually a great question, because I think a lot of people are going to be thinking that. The trade-in system for core items, tournament items, and blueprints will allow players to continue trading ineligible duplicate or unwanted items to receive a random new or of higher quality rarity. So you're going to see a lot of people just go through all their old items, I guess.
Yeah.
and just try to reroll. What if I let someone item? These actions are not supported by Psionics, and all trades are considered final. Well, fair enough. Our supporting cannot help reverse these trades. If you want to, I guess technically you have until December to try to ask your friend for it back. What about third-party trading websites? After December 5th, there'll be no way to trade items with any player or between accounts. Websites or servers advertising such services are fraudulent and no longer connection to Psionics or Epic Games. Will this undo any trades I've made in the past? No, you'll not lose any previously traded items with player. Player trading is removed on December 5th. That being said, let's start with your reaction here, and not only your reaction, maybe for some people who are maybe newer to the game, who maybe don't know as much about trading, maybe give them a little bit of a rundown of the trading part of the Rocket League scene.
So my first reaction, initial reaction when I saw it was my jaw dropped, because when I freaking heard about it, I was just sitting there on my phone at work and I saw it and I just like stared at it and I thought it was crazy after getting rid of it for sure. And there's so many topics you can go off of it, from like them trying to get more money, from content creation, because I know a lot of content creators will just get on and just do the drops and then end up like trading stuff away to other people or doing like special things for like items that they get that are like rare. So I feel like it's a very big impact to the Rocket League community as a whole.
And do you, because this is what I've seen, at least from the community, like in reaction to this, is that I almost feel like it's a lot of the OGs coming out of the woodwork being like, this has ruined the game, whatever. But I understand the ability to have this. Like, there's literally like, there's no reason not to keep this feature, right? Like, it's only like there's a money grab aspect, so I completely understand all that. But like, I don't think it's such a big feature at this point in the game. Like, it's not bringing back life into the community. It's just a, like, what's the word? Pissing some cereal here. for me personally, and like 100%, this would be something that like Jaren Combo would react to like crazy, but like to me, I am one of the people who I'm like, okay, yes, it's a nice feature to have, but like I'm personally not, I've never used the trade system. Maybe once I might have once used the trade system in Rocket League, so like to me it doesn't feel as much of a loss as I'm sure to many other people it does. Right. But yeah, you know, tell me why I'm wrong.
Made some really good points that was valid, because for people that don't use it a lot or people that don't use it at all, it's not a really big thing for them at all.
No, I feel like you're just being nice because I'm the host of the show, I want to hear why I'm wrong here.
I just feel like the way of Epic has done things, and then like not a lot of updates for stuff and overall, and then this happens with them, is kind of more of like, what is the term for it? It's kind of the icing on the cake for a lot of stuff that Epic has been doing.
Like, it feels like a prolonged, like especially with this off season, it just feels like super long and not much is happening. You just feel like there's no, almost like there's no feeling of any actual big changes are happening, right?
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Because like it's one of those things, I think you can definitely make an argument for like continuous neglect, maybe is the right word. I don't know.
Yeah.
Of the community, right? Like maybe that's where the argument really, really kind of stems from. And it's kind of like, oh, this is just another thing that's been so integral, right? There's a community within our community, like a more niche community of just people who like to trade. And it's kind of tied in. And so like maybe the biggest argument is that this is the continuous, you know, now we're in the off season and like, it's nice that we have like Salt Mine and we have a couple other things. So, but people are like, this feels like it's kind of out of blue nowhere, right? Like why change something that...
Yeah, because I saw it and I was like, wait, what? It just caught me so off guard. because I wasn't expecting that whatsoever, for that to even happen, even in the future at all. For them to be able to take training away was just kind of like out of the blue. And I don't think anyone's ready for it.
Yeah, I wonder if there's people who are like, this is why the big teams left. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, no, that's just me being silly. I will say that I find it very interesting, kind of the reactions to this, right?
I know, like, I've been looking up on stuff, and like, there's people that are like completely boycotting like the Rocket Pass now. Some people aren't even buying stuff from the shop, and I know some other people are completely just quitting Rocket League because of it.
The thing I guess I struggle with is like, do I believe them that they would be playing Rocket League anyway? Like that might just be my bias, right? Like that might just be my kind of look at this kind of thing. But I tend to, with some of these things, I'm kind of like, I don't know if you're being authentic, right? But I think I'll probably get a lot of flack for this, because I think it's one of those things where it's like, I don't know how I've become a rock or a Psyonix shill over the last 5 years, but apparently I have. Apparently I am just, you know, what's the guy who's I don't know if he still is the community the guy who talked like I forget his name,
good question.
The guy who always like did the Reddit thing is Dylan. Was it like Brian? It was like a name like that. I don't remember. I've just become that. Devin. That's who it was.
Devin. Okay.
I've just become like their spokesman out of nowhere. I don't know how this happened, but I've defended everyone, and I like, it's pretty bad because like, considering the beginning of this, like I've also defended them when they haven't done much, mostly because maybe I'm just too grateful, you know, maybe I just enjoy the game, and maybe I'm just someone who's like, oh, I don't need a lot of things to be super, super happy. Right. Cause me not playing the game is going to be a result of, I won't stop playing the game because they add or don't add a cosmetic, right? Like, maybe that's how I look at it.
Like, I'm not going to stop playing the game because cosmetics are cosmetics. They don't really change how you.
Mm-hmm. What's your take on like the doom and gloom? Like, I think for people who really did enjoy this game, like, I'm just curious if like, maybe my like, ultimately my argument, if there is an argument here that I have, right, is that, is it people that have already lost like their kind of passion, enthusiasm for the game, just seeing this and like reinforcing their bias that like, oh yeah, Psyonix doesn't care, or now it's part of Epic, so Epic doesn't care, and so that's I'm justifying the reason that I had quit this game originally, right? And I think to me, like, that just, I kind of look at that and I'm like, okay, yes, I think it's a reasonable thing to be mad and upset about this. But when you haven't been part of the game for 2 or 3 years and then you just hop on and like, you're just bandwagoning with everyone else who's like, oh my goodness, it's so bad. Right. I kind of feel like I get a sense of like, well, you stopped playing the game for other reasons, but now you're just justifying those reasons. Right.
Like, I feel like it's almost to a point blown out of the water, because it is gonna suck that you can't trade with players, but at the same time, it doesn't change like how the game is, doesn't change pretty much how you play the game. Cosmetics, you might feel better wearing a certain cosmetic, but at the same time, when it comes to the base, it's pretty much just car soccer.
Okay, I'm gonna do one more thing in defense of Psyonix, and then I'll play the side of the community. Okay, just to even it out a bit at the end here. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that I'll say, like from Psyonix's point, is like, I'm at a point now where I just have too many items. Like I was thinking about that, and I don't like that sounds pretty bad, but like it's kind of this feeling of I have I've honestly picked one like preset, and I just use that preset. That's it at this point, yep. Right? So like to me, this will not mm-hmm. impact my day to day enjoyment of the game at all. And I'm not paying for the new Rocket Pass. I'm not paying for new skins or items or whatever. I'm completely neutral now at this point, right? And so so to me, it's like uh-huh. this will literally not change my life when it comes to Rocket League. But yeah, what did you want to add to that?
So I completely 100% agree with that, because I was seeing if my memory served, and I have 600 wheels, and I maybe use 3 or 4. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing that I would definitely agree on. It's just I have so many items that I barely use any of.
Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, so like maybe that's one of the things that I also think, like, I think I said this, and this just makes me makes everyone thinks I'm on the payroll, but like part of me, if they do Unreal Engine 5, right, wouldn't hate the idea of kind of restarting from the beginning. So
I wouldn't hate the idea either. Again.
Does that sound bad though? Like it's feeding into the money propaganda, but I also want the game to survive and thrive. And I also want to care about items again. And I currently don't care about items, right?
Yeah. Which I wouldn't mind a reset. Yeah, I'd miss your TY to Octane or your any type of like TY items. Yeah, I know they are currently on the market. They're pretty expensive. But I think a good reset would reset everyone back, because we've had so many players join since free-to-play started. And mm-hmm. with that, I feel like that should be a good reset for everyone. Because, like, if, like, say, Unreal Engine 5 comes out and they bring trading back, and that would probably bring more players back. At least I think would be my opinion.
I can guarantee you if they are getting rid of trading now, there will not be trading in the new game. I can almost guarantee you that.
It's always a wish. But, yeah, I agree with that for sure.
Let's now get into the side where like this is why it is bad, right? This is 100% a money decision. There's no arguing against that from Psyonix's point. The goal, and like it's, you know, here it literally says, right, if I'm reading this article here, change Epic's overall approach to game cosmetics and item shop policies, right? So what does this mean? This means more people will buy their stuff, because less people, like, unless you buy the thing that's special at the time, you're not going to be able to get it, right? Maybe with like some of the randomness stuff, like there might be a better chance, but like pretty much I think the idea is you have to buy our cosmetics is the only thing really driving this. I don't really think you can argue against that particularly. And I think like maybe the evil thing about this is that essentially because there's a trading system, there'd be a secondary market, right, where you could sell stuff for cheaper, right? Like you actually get alpha boost and stuff like that, right? Obviously, people can drive mm-hmm. and manipulate that market, but the difference is like you can get it. You can actually get that item, right? And this will now give essentially Psyonix/Epic control of everything that they do sell, right? So every time they have that $20 bundle that comes out, it's like, okay, this is this thing that's unique, and all the like random things that, you know, like how they have all these like things like the pop up, right? Imagine Unreal Engine 5 without trading, and everyone's just new to the game, and they look so nice, and people care about items again because it's a new game and they've lost all their items. Then people are going to buy stuff, right? Like that's really the setup for this.
Like a good example I'd give of that is like when they end up putting like the TY Octane in the shop mm-hmm. that 1 week, and because on the market it was going for $60-$80, and then
that's why they did it.
You went to go buy it, and it's like, I think if my memory serves right, it was like 800, 1,000 credits in the store.
Mm-hmm.
If my memory serves right. I think there's a chance they could have marked it up. But that's like one thing that I could say like is a kind of example of how they can end up doing that. Say if TY Christiano's come back to the shop, they can mark it up a little bit higher than normal, and they can make extra money off.
And that's their plan.
Exactly.
make that money. I don't think there's anything really to add to that. It's just kind of part of the game right now for them. And I think this is maybe it. So let's take that argument as well, like the consistent lack, right, of things that help the game, right? I think some of us have just become jaded and are just like accepting that, okay, we're just trying to get to Unreal Engine 5, right? But I think there's some of these like promotions or cross promotions that are like actually incredible, like an NFL or like, you know, some soccer ones. And it's like, this feels like a really bad time for all those. Cause like, I think what they're doing now will make those things more profitable. But the fact that they keep doing those money grabs right now feels really, really silly. Just because if they are planning to release Unreal Engine 5, imagine doing those with the new Unreal Engine 5. And, you know, people have no trades and people have less items. Like, they're going to be far more successful, right? And you're actually going to care about every new thing that pops up. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's kind of as a setup for that. But at the end of the day, like, what is it happening? It's like, well, we have a free-to-play game that we need to make money off of, and this is how they're planning to make money off of it. I think ultimately comes down to that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have anything more to add to this whole debate, but okay. So this was the thing. Like, I heard all the outrage, so I was hoping to get someone on that had more venom than I did. But
fair. It's just
maybe I'm the problem. Maybe what it's actually pointing to is that I am the biggest problem with the Rocket League scene.
I just know that. It's just
that I'm the biggest problem.
Another thing is, like, when they're doing this, they're pretty much taking a big chunk of the community from where, like, Rocket League Garage, or I forgot what it goes. But, like, I know a lot of people use that, too. And all, like, the trading websites. And that's a big, like, people making, like, money off of that. That's taking a lot of, say, sometimes people can make an income off of that, too. And that is taking that away, too.
So it's because you're actually destroying webs. Actually, that's okay. So good thing I do have you on, because I was just gonna keep going to my tirade. But no, that's actually a great point, right? Like, these things, community built, like, businesses essentially, right? That are just absolutely getting scrapped. This, they're done, right?
I've been using Rocket League Garage for a while now, and to know that it's going away, it's like wow.
And this is one of those things, right? Like, it's literally that's what happens with these games. Like, literally the game decides we're doing this, it changes everything, right? Like, there's nothing you can do. Yeah, your whole business is done, and nothing you can say about it, right?
Yeah. So I think the owner of Rocket League Garage, I think, tweeted or whatever it's called today. I don't keep up with it. But he said it's been a pleasure, because with that gone, people, I know there's a ranking stats for Rocket League Garage, but people normally use Tracker Network for that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that's going away too, it's just kind of like they're kind of destroying a big portion of the community and other people, how they potentially make money too.
Mm-hmm. No, this is actually a great point to bring up. Like, honestly, I hadn't thought about it, but it's like, It's because this is maybe the perspective of this is why we have to have these discussions, right? Is because in my perspective, it's like, okay, well, it doesn't really affect me, right? And it's, you know, I was saying in the beginning, I'm like, oh, it's just people whining. They don't even play the game anymore. But it's like, no, this is literally had a direct impact on the community and businesses that's surrounded by the community. And like, maybe that's, the actual trading being away is not the thing that's the most concerning. It's the fact that on a whim, essentially, you have to close down a site. You know,
yeah, like, I know there's multiple different sites that do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple. I know the, like, Rocket League Garage, but like, there's other of the sites that you can trade with other people and like buy items too.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, they're technically making it dead to where just they are not used anymore.
Yeah.
So there's going to be no use for those other sites and other stuff that's also in the community.
And I think this is probably the bigger thing, right? Is if you see some of those things, like some of the people who are part of the community, you see them being like, well, I literally, you know, like you said, it's time to say goodbye. I think mm-hmm. that is the biggest tragedy, actually, out of all of this. That is the thing that I can feasibly see. Like, this is actually the biggest harm to all this, right? It's a money grab, yes. It's very getting rid much. Of the a cultural cornerstone of what Rockley was, yes. But the fact that it's immediately impacted people who have been part of the community for so long is ultimately the biggest issue that I've discovered through my conversation with you, Clorox. Mm-hmm. So I hope those listening got something out of it. But this has been
For sure.
It's been interesting on my end here.
It's just I'm not sure what has been like going through over there with them, but it's kind of because I used to when I first got into cosmetics, I think I would do that like a couple months in a row of just trying to get different cosmetics and other stuff trading. And like I've met other people also another thing is you're trading with other people trying to get on like other Discord servers for trading. You meet other people and like we'll play with them and then they end up being your friend. That's another thing that can kind of hurt all of it, is because you can meet other people, other cool people, while doing it at the same time.
So these hubs that are essentially businesses, but they're also community connecting things,
like title and communities within communities.
And it seems like that's going to be gone. And so now, like, it'll streamline some of the community making as well, right? Which is really interesting, because this, like, during this off season, like, there's kind of finally been a push for community tournaments. And I'm like, oh, wait, that makes a lot of sense, right? Like, every other game has community tournaments that do really well on their own. So why wouldn't we have an off season? Like, it just...
Exactly.
Like, where it's not RLCS official, it's Salt Mine, it's other random tournaments that can actually do something, right? And yet I guess we're faced with this kind of idea that, like, no, this is a community destroying thing, right?
Definitely I would see it doing more harm than good for the community overall. I know, like, after a while we'll probably get used to it. That's how it is with most games. But I know at first, like, this is just like a big drop that they've had, and it, like, none of us really saw it coming, and it was just kind of like out of the blue when we got the update for it, and a lot of us just kind of shocked that it happened.
All right, so last thing on this, because I think people have heard us talk about this. It was the main point of this episode, but have heard us talk about it for at length. How do you feel about the timing? Because it almost feels like we don't have no other news, and then, like, here you go.
Yeah. To my knowledge, I don't really think we haven't heard much from half lately.
Mm-hmm.
And then they drop this.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs, so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Another thing, I was like, oh, this is out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Pretty much.
Is that what we got?
I'm trying to think of something.
Yeah, I think we're good. No. I'll say this much. I think it's sometimes one of those things where, what was it? And then they announced, like, raw capacity or whatever. It's like, and are you surprised if someone's not interested in buying Rocket Pass? If this is how.
Yeah. Because I know the past couple seasons, the Rocket Pass has been kind of here and there. There's a couple cool items here and there. But overall, the Rocket Pass, I haven't been really striving to get it. Like, the reason why I got Rocket Pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, just imagine the fact that they're literally, they announced this, and then right after they announced their Rocket Pass, you think people are going to be, like, wanting to, you know, buy it after they get rid of trading, you know?
I don't think so.
I don't think they care. I don't think anyone's going to buy it, but I think it's not that they don't care. It's like, I think they want to smush the news, like the 7,000 like on X or whatever, responses, like a 7,000 messages, responses. They want to get that like almost cover, I don't know, cover it up, but like they almost want to like, okay, and then here's Rocket Pass, so we have other news that's not just bad. And it almost feels like, I think they're just trying to, I think this was something that, like, I don't know if Epic decided this or Psyonix decided this, but they clearly had to get this done. And so they're like, okay, well, let's get this done in the off season. Let's get this done when there's not a lot of news happening. So it kind of feels like they knew they're going to have to, like, it's going to be a bitter pill. And so they just decided maybe to swallow it now as opposed to later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But like overall, it's just been kind of a shock for all of it.
If you want to read, you know, if you want to, maybe this is actually a good time to talk about what I want to hear. I want to hear, we've already had actually in the esports discussion and the general, a lot of reactions to this news. So I want to keep hearing from you guys. If there's any other things, that you would like to mention, that you would like to say, I'm already going to give, I know it's not the end of the episode. We got a whole other section that we'd like to get to, but I'm going to give it right now. If you have anything, you'd like to tell us right about this, you know, you feel very strongly, get in our Discord, right? Let us know what you think about this, why I'm way too forgiving for, you know, to them. Say what you need to say, okay? This is your opportunity to get that off your chest. Okay, with that, that's your homework, whatever. There you go. But no, with that in mind, I suppose we can now go into kind of a little bit of our week in Rocket League. I think is kind of what we're looking at, right?
And then
following that, we're gonna. Our week in Rocket League, and then we're going to go into maybe there is a Q&A question reappeared this week, so maybe we'll get into that. But yeah, okay, so we're going to start with our week in Rocket League. You've been playing, you said, a whole bunch this last month. How's it been? How have you been doing? Have you been achieving?
So my rank has been going down a bit, but it was also from playing with other friends that are a little bit lower, because trying to get them a little bit up there, trying to help them improve. But overall, I feel like my week so far, and just overall lately, I've been getting speedy. Like, I find myself going to places, getting to where I want to be quicker, and overall just feeling better about myself in Rocket League, more confident.
You gotta go fast. You're Sonic. You become fast. Sonic.
Yeah. Happens. Yeah. It makes you think of the old Sonic theme song back in the day when I used to watch Sonic.
Exactly what I was thinking of, actually.
Yeah. it's been really good recently. Having a lot of fun, see myself improving. But playing a lot with like Cursor, people in the community. I think of what else really. Finally hitting custom maps again.
How's
that? That's been really fun. Currently trying to learn how to fly with Errol at the same time, and it has been one of the most frustrating things I have done all the time.
I mean, I can see that. Flying with Errol is not an easy task.
Because I want to get, like, before the end of the year, trying to get, like, flying with Errol while having meaningful touches at the same time, so I got more control over my car.
Are you trying to do like left right air roll, or is it just the general air roll
buttons? Left right. I'm trying left, to do right. Directional.
So you're doing directional and you're doing the regular one? So, and how is trying to get all that fit in?
Oh, it's been difficult, man.
Have you done those difficult custom maps? Like those like where you don't have the ball? Okay.
Yeah, I've been using was it Lethemir's ice rings, what I've been using recently.
And do you like twirl around as you go through that? You're doing all the spins.
Yeah, I'm trying to like twirl around, spin, trying to get where I have more control over my car. I haven't hit it in a couple days because it's been pretty busy the past couple days, but overall it's been a fairly difficult. I've gotten through the first couple stages with it, so I know my control is getting better, mm-hmm. but I know that's a fact that I could have more control and overall just better like knowledge of like how my car is.
Yeah, I would say that's probably actually one of the fun, like most fun periods I had in mm-hmm. Rocket League, where it's also like the post beginner era where it's like, oh, this is like this other needed or like skill I can acquire, and then I can like work my way through, if that makes sense.
Because
like you're doing that, you're doing like maybe the dribbling maps, you're doing you kind of discover like, oh, there's like this whole other world I can get good at now. I always like, I remember that kind of, yeah, almost like it's like, oh no, there is stuff I can actually keep practicing and get better at, you know. It's not just like I'm now done because I've learned some basics, or I can fast aerial or whatever. It's like, oh no, there's all these like little things that you can continuously practice and build yourself up for, right? And mm-hmm. so I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because like was 2-3 months ago, I was playing and I just feel like I was plateauing really hard, and like I didn't know what was happening, don't know what was wrong. I felt like I was just staying the same, and then I ended up getting more into the what's it, custom training, and mm-hmm. trying to find some stuff around there, and I started doing that more. I mean, like staying up way too late, trying to hit certain shots. Oh, I know. Yeah, sleep is very important, which I neglect sometimes. But I started doing that more, and I've noticed myself steadily just improving over time, which has been a really satisfying thing that's been happening recently.
And you know what? That is awesome. I'm honestly jealous. I think that was, it's like one of those plateaus where you get like angry at, but then you realize it's like, oh no, like there's all these other things I could get so much better at. Mm-hmm. And I think the first fun in the game, like when I was first learning air dribbles, like that was probably the most fun I had, right? Like the basic mm-hmm. air dribbles. Maybe like later on when I started doing like flipper sets and stuff, but it wasn't the same kind of fun that I had when the first time you were like, oh my goodness, I can carry the ball from one side of the field to the other. Yeah. But like second to that is learning to not have those blank spaces, right, where you're spinning around. And I think like maybe part of that, like even not practicing, I don't know if you've done this, but just practicing flying like where your card's backwards or where your card's sideways is also actually helpful to spinnies.
Oh yeah. I've done that actually, where you like go in and out of the goal, trying mm-hmm, to get, mm-hmm. Do the recovery under the into the top of the goal. I've tried that. Tried that multiple different angles, card upside down, upwards, sideways, of just trying to get it to where you can get it, where you can cover inside the goal, just going back and forth in a loop. That's helped a lot.
No, perfect. And like, yeah, I'm actually jealous because I think it's one of the most fun parts of the game.
Oh, yeah. I think, well, the funnest thing recently is the ground play that I've been learning. Like hitting flicks, dribbling, being able to actually dribble the ball from one side of the field to the other.
Oh, awesome. That's also
so much fun. Fakes make me absolutely lose my mind when I'm able to do it.
Are you able to do it like more consistently now, fakes?
Yeah. Because like, I'm actually able to, oh my gosh, it's a different feeling. It's fun.
Do you find
good?
No. I do find that like Isn't it so simple? It's like there's all these like flashy mechanics in the game, but you just being able to outsmart your opponent where they like fly by you, is that not the most satisfying feeling?
It is most satisfying and one of the funniest thing I have ever seen. Because I think the other day in a game I had it and I was dribbling it, fake the flick, and I just watched two defenders just fly by my camera and I just had an open end. It went in at like 13 miles an hour. It was the funniest thing, and they end up just forfeiting the entire game. It was funny. I think my favorite one so far has been, I was doing a ones match, and I've also been grinding ones recently, and did a ones match, and I think we were like, he was up by one, I faked him, and it said lost connection. it was hilarious. I'm sitting there jaw open like, he just forfeit. It was amazing.
Yeah, I think that's, there's a lot of fun to ones. I've actually been playing quite a bit of ones myself, and I have two modes in ones. Either I'm gonna try to air dribble and lose miserably, or I wait till you try to air dribble and then I score on you.
That's
what I'm either trying to win the game or trying to have fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, they've been trying to air dribble, and I just wait, save it, and then I have an open net. That's how it is, because I'm currently sitting, I think, Platinum 1 Div 3, which is my highest I've ever been in bones. Because I've never really been into ones until, like, this past season. And that's another thing that's really been helping me improve is, because Cursor would be with me, we'd be playing ones for 2-3 hours straight, just playing. And with that, it's been very much improving, very much. And it's been overall fun, too, while doing it.
You find that it's really helped? Like, yeah, I imagine playing ones against Cursor would help you a lot in your, like, diamond games, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's very much, like, because I don't play a lot of threes. I'm pretty much a twos main. And with that, you can kind of correlate ones with twos. Because, say, end up, some of the situations can end up just being a 1v1, and then you can correlate the 1v1 to the 2v2, and say one of the other guys is on the other side, or say they're trying to go get a demo on your teammate, and that's just a 1v1, so you can use the stuff that you're learning from the 1v1s and 2v2s, and it helped me so much of how my 2v2 playmate has been.
There's nothing really to add to that. That's just the way it is, eh?
Yeah.
But that's awesome. It's so great to hear. Like, oh my goodness, I have literally nothing else to add, but I'm very happy that you're going through the most fun part that you have in Rocket League.
Oh yeah, and
I'm sure it'll continue as well. So,
because I want my goal is to hit champ 2 by the end of the season. That's my goal. So no, last season's goal was hit champ 1. I actually did that, and I was very excited about it.
Yeah, speaking of which, I'm about to hit champ 2 again. So there you go. Maybe we'll hit around the same time. We'll see.
Okay.
All right. Do you have any other stories, or should we do the Q&A? Because I'm good with either. Either we go on with your story, since you're the guest. This might be you know, your few chance to like get out some funny Rockley stories you got. Or we can answer Frank's question. What are you feeling here?
I'm feeling is, how is your week in Rocket League been?
Oh, okay. Let's do it. So, I would say I've been more inclined to play than I have in a while. I think it's a really good de-stressor game for me. So, so it's quite easy for me to kind of just, I don't know how you call it, but it's kind of easy for me to just hop into a game. I don't worry about it too much, and I kind of go from there. I would say I find, like, now that I'm kind of back in that C1 range, I find some games I'm in my upper limit where I'm not making mistakes, but I don't actually play to the speed of the game. Like, I kind of cruise around, and
yeah,
because my movements are obvious enough, like, players around me play around me, but I don't actually think it's like good play style. I don't know if that makes sense. But yeah, no, it's kind of been very rewarding. I feel like, Yeah, I feel like it's nice to be kind of in the higher ranks. It's a very different thing. I can't.
Right.
It's I don't know how to describe it, but like, okay, you start seeing the more flashy mechanics start popping up again. You start seeing some of those things. So you like you feel rewarded because it's like, okay, well, I play better and now I get to quote unquote play with better players. But then at the same time, you'll have, and it's so funny because like Wabs and Cursor and I have talked about this the last month or two, but like as you move up, all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's way more double commits now. And there's like some games, like I had a game that was so weird. Like it wasn't, our team was terrible. Like there's no coordination. And we let in a goal early. Okay. And for the rest of the game, like it felt like everything felt wonky. Everything felt off. Everything felt like, I don't know what to do. But we didn't let in a goal. So it was one of those weird games where I'm like, if we could have just like, we were defending for 4 minutes straight after we let in a goal.
Oh gosh.
But I didn't mind the game because like, even though it felt like someone, you know, trying to use Mega Blocks and Lego together, right? Like it felt like something just like never really clicked the way you're supposed to.
It's not how it should be.
Not how it should be, but despite that, I had this weird enjoyment where I'm like, if we can get one goal, I think we can win this game. Like, you know what I mean? Because
take that momentum.
The fact we could defend for 4 minutes meant like if it was a 0-0 game, meant that we could clearly have snuck a win there, right? And it's probably the closest thing I've gone to Rocket League to like the feeling. I don't know. What kind of sports do you play or have you played?
I used to play football and basketball.
Basketball. Okay, so we'll use basketball because that's probably gonna be easier for me to describe here. Mm-hmm. Just like where you're just holding on to a lead, you know what I mean? That feeling where you're just a couple points up and you're just holding on to lead. That was the style of play, right?
Oh,
that we were using, yeah. Right? For me, European football or soccer, or it wouldn't be European football now, would it? Actually, now that I say that, that feels like a misnomer. It'd be world football. All right, that's how I'm gonna use it. I was gonna say it's like you where someone has like, you know, you're playing the team that's like 100 times better than you and you just defend and you just hope to get one goal in. You know, you see that in the World Cup all the time.
It's like that desperation.
Well, it's like a Brazil is playing against like, I don't know, like a Czech Republic or something, you know what I mean? And it's just like an onslaught after onslaught, and they're just defending and hoping they can get one goal in. They're defending the whole game. And like to me that like there was something like weirdly rewarding about that, because I'm like, this doesn't feel like any other game I've played. It just feels like three individuals who are like, okay, we don't know how to rotate, we don't know how to play around each other, but we will not let this ball go in. And so like I almost wish it was 0-0 so we can go into overtime and then try to sneak a win, because I think the biggest feeling was like we weren't getting offensive chances, right? So the other team managed to keep the ball in our zone for like 3 minutes consistently, which meant we weren't able, like they'd bring it back or like we'd hit it to the other side. And you know how usually like in a game of Rocket League, there's kind of ebb and flow, like you hit to the other side, so maybe there'll be a nice bounce, maybe they got a chance. It's like, it wasn't the case with this. It was just us like desperately trying to get the ball out and then like, doing it all over again.
Just constant pressure.
Like I like that kind of pressure because it feels different, right? Like novel experiences aren't stuff. Like I'd rather feel in control or feel like I have more chances. But that was a weird one because there was no chances, but we had no chances, but it wasn't like 5-0. It was only a 1-0. So it's like, oh no, it's not like we're actually out of the game.
Hmm. For sure. I know I've played some games like that before where it just feels like you just can't get anywhere with the ball and they're constantly just pressuring you and you're like one down, you feel like you got chances here and there and then they're gone. So like I understand how that is. It's can be frustrating at times, but also at the same time it's kind of like a sense of accomplishment because like, yeah, you're down one, but at the same time they've had so many chances to score on you, but at the same time you've stopped that.
Yeah, and I don't know. It's sometimes like it's funny for me to say that because I don't think a lot of other people will get enjoyment from like that, from a game like that. Mm-hmm. But maybe my enjoyment was almost the idea of winning a game like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like the idea of being the underdog, maybe that's where my game came from, where like in other games, it's like, oh, we made some stupid mistake or something, but it's just like, no, we're very clearly the underdog because we cannot create a chance and we're just defending and scraping, trying to scrape by. And I think that that's what propelled me in that game.
Yeah. Cause like those games that you are under and say you score like a last second goal, like everyone goes crazy. It's hype. Like those are like the games that I kind of like love playing. Like even if you like end up losing them, some games, if it's just like that, it's just a could be just like a good game overall. Even if it's a loss, you still feel like you did something and while playing the game.
For sure. Yeah, I don't think there's anything to add to that. I think this is where close the show because it is approaching midnight on a weekday for me. But what I will say is any final things you want to tell our listeners here, Boxer Saint? Boxer Saint, not Boxer Saint. Oh my goodness. Sorry. I'm gonna reveal the behind the scenes a little bit. But I'm trying to coordinate with Europe right now. I'm trying to get a guest on another podcast, and so Boxer Saint had just messaged me, who's the host of the Age of Empires thing. So I'm sorry, I'm multitasking so late in the show, but you know, my thought was it's time to close out and like give it a nice closing, and then the other part of my brain was like, there's 30 minutes to midnight, so time to like get, you know, my other another podcast, you know, let's do some organization right now when I should be falling asleep instead. Anyway, Clorox, what would you like to say to our listeners?
Pretty much is coming back to the first topic that we had is understand that, yeah, trading is going away, but it's also, I would say a lot of it's blown out of proportion, personally. It's kind of saying what I did before, but because I know other people are like saying they're going to quit, which is kind of, I personally think, excessive. Like, it's not going to really change much of how the game is.
Did I not make this clear? Sorry, in my rant, did I not make this clear? Anyone who's threatening to quit over this particular thing, I feel like they're already not playing the game. Like let me go out spicy here. I just think they're already not into it. At least 80%. Okay, minimum 80% of the people who say that. Anyway, is that too much? I don't know, but I'm gonna stick my head out on this.
I understand on that, and I totally agree that they're just kind of doing that to be, like you said, to be on the bandwagon of.
I wish that I could be like the cool kids, because all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. Yeah. Anyway. It's fun to be negative, you know, but I don't think they're cool.
Fair enough.
If you gave the argument that we kind of discovered through this as like this is destroying the community, so like if it feels like that part, that essence of Rocket League is going away, fair, right? If you're like, oh, this was the feature that was gonna keep me around, I think you're lying to yourself. So that's
100%.
I'm gonna go out strong on this one. That's how I feel, right?
Completely agree.
I don't think I've posted on Rocket League Reddit in like years, right? But like that would be the clip, like, you know what I mean? If you put a clip on, like that would be something. I'd be like, all right, let's get the hate flowing through the veins here.
Mm-hmm. Completely agree to that.
Sorry, Clorox. So blown out of proportion. Do you have anything maybe more optimistic, or maybe just, you know, talking to your any shout outs in the community, any friends that you regularly play with that are part of our community?
Definitely shout out Cursor. Man has been a exceptional friend and overall a good mentor when it comes to Rocket League, and just overall a great person that you can say talk to or anything, and if you need any tips from Rocket League, you can get it from him. For sure.
Okay, there you go. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Once again, thank our patrons. Once again, thank our regular listeners. Couldn't do without you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. A little different, but I think we had some. There was some meat to this one. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed it, and you'll hear from us next week. Peace. This is where you say bye. You can say bye.
Well, bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.